Mikones Atma b'shtei drachim. So the first thing we notice is that we're referring to kiddushin as a kinyan. Ha'isha nikneis b'sholosh drachim. The woman becomes mikudeshes, but the lashon ha'mishnah is nikneis. There are three ways. And then there's kones atzma. That means that she was, when she was mikudeshes, she was, you could say, in the reshus of the baal. That's what kinyan is. Exactly, to define it, we have to wait a little bit to get the fine-tuned perspective here, what it means. But it's the idea of a kinyan. She's nikneis to the baal in three methods. And then she's kones atzma. She goes back into her own reshus. She has her own, she's no longer under reshus habaal. And for that, there are shtei drachim. The Mishnah gives us the number and tells us there are three ways to become acquired, for the woman to become nikneis labala, and two ways in which she becomes separated from that kinyan. She becomes bishus atzma. And then the Mishnah explains, nikneis, bekesef, bishtar, ubibia. There are three different ways. Each one works. Kesef, shtar, bia, and there are separate yalfusas in the Gemara, how we learn out each of these three methods. There's a method of kesef, and a method of shtar, and a method of bia. Now the Mishnah explains further the method of kesef. How much kesef? The kesef, b'shami omen b'dinar u'b'shava dinar, u'b'sil omen b'pruta u'b'shava pruta. So typically you would imagine b'sil shita makes sense. The sheer kesef b'chol Torah is always a pruta. B'shamai, for some reason, has a different sheer. B'shamai has a larger sheer of a dinar. The Gemara later on has many different explanations, four possibilities for the reason to Beis Shammai. But we have the Shir Dinar, and then we have a Chidush of Shavet Dinar, which is the principle called Shavet Kesef. So you can have the Kesef itself, the amount of a Dinar, or it could be Shavet Dinar. Beis Hillel has the Shir Pruta, which is a Shir of Kesef in many other halachas. And again, the Din of Shavet Kesef, and that's what's Shavet Pruta. Then the Mishnah defines more carefully what is pruta. Bekamehi pruta. Echad mishmona be'isar ha'italki. The isar ha'italki, that was a coin that was known in time of the Mishnah. And the pruta is an eighth of it. Rashi will say that pruta is nechoshes. This is seemingly a machlokes. Rishonim, Rashi assumes pruta is nechoshes, is copper. And it's one eighth of the coin, which was silver, and that was isar. Isar ha'italki. So that's an elaboration of the method of kesef. That's explaining the three ways that the woman is nikneis. The Mishnah continues, V'kone es atzma beget uv'misas habal. So we said that kone es atzma b'shtei drachim, what are the two ways? Beget uv'misas habal. Either with a get, she becomes back again b'shus atzma, she's kone es atzma, or if the husband dies. Okay, that's regarding an isha. Now the Mishnah says, Hayivama, nikneis b'bia, the kones atzma b'chalitza b'misas hayavam. A yivama is a woman who her husband died, they had no children, and there's a din of yivum that the Torah tells us in Parshas Ki Seitzah, yivama yavol olecha. So the Mishnah says, nikneis, not three ways, but only one way. The way for her to be acquired is bibiyah, and that's the only method that works. We have a drasha that Gemara brings later, Yivama yavoleha bia gomeresba, and the other methods are not. So that's nikneis bibia. Now the kones atzma, for her to become bishus atzma, there, again, it's different than we said before. Before we said get and misas habal, here it says bachalitza uva misas hayavam. In other words, get is not an option. It's not one of the drachim, the kones atzma by yivama. It's chalitza instead of get, and misas hayavam is parallel to Misas Habal. But there's something very important in Pshat to recognize here, pointed out by the Tosus Rid, and also I think the Rashash makes this point as well, in terms of the parallelism of the Mishnah. We had earlier the Kones Atma by an Isha, and here we have a Kones Atma by a Yavam. But notice, when it comes to the Isha, the Kones Atma is happening when? Subsequent to what? To the nikneis. In other words, after she's nikneis to the Baal, so then she can go back to being her own resource through the methods of get and misas haya. When the Mishnah says hayivama is kones afim bachlif misayavam, it can't mean that after that which she was nikneis ayidei bia, she's kones atma through what? Through chalitza. It's not so. It's not true. Because the din is that once you have yibum, she's completely married. Nasis kishto chodava, Rashi quotes for us from the Gemara Yibamis. Then what works is a get or misa sabal. She's basically like a regular isha. So how can the Mishnah say bachalitza, kones at bachalitza? It can't mean after that which she was nicknamed. So what does it mean? Prior. So it's not the same kones atma as before. So what does it mean exactly? So there's an important chidush that we have to extract from the Mishnah without knowing very much more, just reading the Mishnah, that there's already something of a quasi kinyan that exists in that state of what we call shomeres yavam. Shomeres yavam is the term we use for a woman who's a yivama, who hasn't had yivam yet. She is in some way tied to the yavam. She's in some way already bershus hayavam. There is already something of a kinyan that exists by the very reality of her being a shomeres yavam. That situation, she can be kones atma to become not bershus hayavam through the two methods mentioned, chalitza or misas hayavam. So that when it says in the Mishnah at the end, nikneis bebia, it means what? Nikneis bebia would mean to be fully bishus. You know, there's gradations. There's a state of she's in some way bishus hayavam, but not completely. We have to be, again, very specific soon about what exactly changes with the nikneis. We'll see Rashi and Tosus Rihazake. There's something of a state of kinyan already in the state of shomeres yavam. But there's something more to be achieved through bia, when she becomes, had the yibum done to her. So that's the notion of hayivama nikneis bibia, because there's something more taking place in her becoming part of entering into rishus habao or hayavam through bia. On the other hand, kones atma, from that state that she's already in a state of being kanui to the yavam on some level. So that's the kones atma v'chalitza. That idea that she's somehow tied already to the yavam, there's a word for that. Zakuk, zika. There is a whole discussion in the Gemara, in Yavamis, yesh zika, ein zika, all kinds of nafgaminas in terms of arayas and so on. L'chur, this is not necessarily tied down to one shita versus the other. The question in the Gemara has to do with certain nafgaminas. But the idea that there's an agidus, there's a connection already, that the Torah already built into the situation something of a quasi ishus on some level, that's a given for everybody, whether yesh zika or ein zika. You can call it zika without the formal trappings of the yesh zika position in the Gemara Yavamis. There's already some rishus hayavim that already exists. The Gemara has many times the expression shekin zkuka v'omedes. You want to make a kavachomer, those who learn the kiyas later in the parak, you want to learn kavachomer from the case of yibun to other cases, there's pirchas of, wait a second, that case is already contained in the situation, is the kuka v'omedes. There's already a zika, so then it doesn't take maybe as much to take her and bring her in to the rishus hayavam, because there's already a rishus hayavam that exists over her. That's a Mishnah. That's exactly the point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, kones atma, from what? The kones atma. From that state that we already have given a shomeres yavam. Okay, this is the tight words of the Mishnah. Let's begin in the Rashi. Zot Rashi, Ha'isha Niknes, one word, Lebaila. So, Mefarshim are struggling to figure out Peshat, what does Rashi want here? What else could it mean? One Peshat that suggested is, Rashi does it again later, by Hayavama, right? Hayavama Niknes Yavam. We have also later Mishnais that discuss Eved Ivri and Amma Ivriya. There's all types of kinyanim. You have a Isha that becomes kanui to an Adon as an Amma that could turn into Ishas later on that we call Yiyud. Rashi wants you to understand what we're discussing here is specifically Niknes Gabayu. We're not talking about like an Amma Ivriya regarding Shifchus. but rather it's discussing the inyan of Isha's nicknames of Baila. Could be. Rashi goes on. Bishalosh drachin, as the Mishnah goes on, can refer to be also what those three ways are. So talk to Rashi further. Vahai shalosh lashon nekevahu. We know that shalosh is nekevah. Shalosha would have been the lashon zachar. So it says shalosh b'gemara bayi amay tana lashon nekevah. So that's the discussion on the Gemara on the base. Why the Mishnah picks the lashon nekevah of shalosh, not shalosha. Okay. The konas atzma b'shtei drachim garsinan, again because we're using lashon nekevah here, so it's shtei. Says Rashi, what does it mean the konas atzma? Lios birshusa, to be in her own rishus lehinasei la'achim. This Rashi needs to be explained a little bit. What exactly is Rashi getting at? The Mishnah says konas atzma, so she's birshus atzma. What does Rashi need to add when he says he nasi la'acher, and what is Rashi's kavana here? So let's mention something which I don't think at the end of the day that's what Rashi means, but it's certainly a plausible explanation for Rashi, and it's good to know about it in any case. But then we'll try to return to Rashi and maybe tweak it a little bit differently. So there's a very interesting machlokas between the Avni Miluyim and the Pnei Yeshua. It's a good way to enter into this whole discussing issues and so on. The following. The Pnei Yeshua in Hidden Daf Mem Gimel discusses the following case. In the Torah you have what's called a Shifcha Charufa. Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah talks about a case of a Shifcha Charufa. The Torah says that there's a woman who's Necherefes Le'ish, V'hafdei lo niftasa, U'chupsho lo nitan la. A person... is Boel a Shifcha Charufa, the Torah has a Chiyuv Asham Shifcha Charufa. He has to bring a Karban Asham, he gets Malkus. What is a Shifcha Charufa? There are two Shitas in the Tanaim. One Shita is that it's a Chetzya Shifcha, the Chetzya Bas Chorin, Hamu'refes Le'evet Ivri. Let's explain. Okay, unusual, very unusual type of a case. So, the notion of abdus you have obviously later in the Masechta. So if you have a woman who's, let's say she had two owners and one freed her, so that's called a chetzya shifcha, chetzya bas chorin. She has half of her which is considered bas chorin, and half of her that's still considered a shifcha. Now, who can she marry halachically? Only one type of a person with one type of a yichus, and that's an eved ivri. Why is that? Because a Bas Yisrael, the thought of her that's a Bas Yisrael, she's Chetzya Bas Chorin, is not allowed to marry who? An Eved, Nebuchadnezzar. On the other hand, the thought of her that's a Shifcha cannot marry a regular Jew. So what about Eved Ivri? Eved Ivri, the Torah gave special dispensation for an Eved Ivri to marry Shifcha Kenan. It's like it says, Madon Nav Yitan Lo Isha. So an Eved Ivri, I don't want to say best of both worlds, but an Eved Ivri has the right to marry a Bas Yisrael. He has Kedushas Yisrael, but he also has a heter to marry a Shifcha Kenanis. So now you have, now the only thing is, when an Eved Ivri is Mekadesh, this Shifcha Charufa, so there's another issue that Gemara works out, which doesn't end up being a problem, and that's a sugya later, Daf Zayin a little bit, a Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. That's a sugya later, those who are Bekiyas know what I'm referring to. So the fact that he can't take her completely as a wife, in, you know, as because the half of her that's a Bas Chorin is only half of her, right? So normally the person watching the Kaddish Chatzi Isha doesn't work. That's a sugya later. But since here there's nothing more he could take, because the person's Kaddish Chatzi Isha, she has all of her available to become the Kodeshes, but he only took half. That's the issue later. Pashta, whether you can say it can work anyway, it won't work. But here, she only has half of her that's available to be Mekudeshes, right? So, in that case, the condition is Chal. The condition is Chal on the half that's Bas Chorin. The half that's a Shifcha, it's not real Ishus, but whatever it is, he's allowed to marry, he's got to live with it. Okay, so now somebody is Boel her, who she's part, she's Mekudeshes, the side of her that's Bas Yisrael has Kedushin, right? But it's not a full bona fide Ishus, right? To the extent that what? Will it be a punishment of Misa? If somebody, she's Mizana with somebody? No, it's only an Onish Malkus and an Asham Shifcha Karufa. But here's the question. And Yeshua wonders, tries to work out a Gemara based on this. What if somebody is going to be Mekadesh this woman? Will Kiddushin be Toface? Now what? Another person, person sleeps with her, that's the case of according to this Madamar, of Shifcha Charuf. Okay, but a person gives her Kesef. Will she be Mekudeshes? Now what would you argue? So you could argue that, what do we know about Tfisa's Kedushin? Well, those of you can maybe help me out here. What's the klal of Tfisa's Kedushin in general? What type of averos are Kedushin not Toface? What type of Isurim? And what type of Isurim are Kedushin generally Toface? So I'll give you an example. Okay, whatever, a chosar. Is Kedushin Toface? You need a get? Someone gives his sister Ketzef, Hareir, and Kudeshesi in front of Aden. Anything took effect? Any of the arayis, would Kedushin be Toface? No. The Gemara went Sam Psukim, Lo Yikach. What about Chai Ve'Lavin? Cohen gives Kesef to a Grusha. It's Mekadesh. Didn't have Vera, right? Okay, question. Boal, low Boal, but certainly he didn't do right. But is a get required? Chai Ve'Lavin. What's the din? Kedushin is Toface. The Gemara has, the Drashim has Kesefi, Ki Sien El Ish Dei Nashim. Ha'achas ha'huba v'achas ha'nua, ki siyena means that there was a chalos kedushin, and there's achas ha'huba achas ha'nua. Sinua, the Gemara Darshins, means sinua b'nisu'eha, that it wasn't, the Torah disapproved of that match. But l'maisa, kedushin is tofes. So as a rule, chai v'lavin, kedushin is tofes. So what would be in a case like this? Shivcha charufa ha'mureses levet ivri, somebody's mekadisha. So would Kedushin be Tofes? Based on the standard of Chai V'Lavin versus Chai V'Krisus, is this Chai V'Krisus? No. So then you would say Kedushin is Tofes. That person has to give a geta. But says of Pnei Yeshua, no. Because his lashon is, it's quoted by the Avni Miluyim, he says, Ein lo yad kaba Kedushin me'acher. Ein la yad ukaba kiddushin me'achir. She's married, so that alone is a barrier to have another kiddushin take effect. Even though the intensity of this marriage is not going to have the chomer, the strict consequence of kares, but lemaisa, what does he mean ein la yad? He doesn't mean because of the reality she can't be koneh the kesef. He means because she's married. In other words, according to Pnei Yeshua, the reason why an Eishes Ish can't become married, can't have Tfisas Kedushin with somebody else, is because she's already konui to this husband. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. The Avni Miluyim doesn't agree, because he says the Gemara later, brings in the Samach Zayin, seems to go against this Pnei Yeshua. Why? The Gemara in Daf Samach Zayin, you can take a look with me for a second, you'll see what I'm referring to toward the bottom of the page. The Gemara is discussing how you know that Kedushin isn't Tofes by the Arayis. How do I know? The Mishnah there earlier talks about that there's no Tfisas Kedushin, there's Mamzer. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says by Achos Isha, one of the Arayis, Lo Yikach Ishes Eishes So it's mashma, but there's no tfisas kedushin. So the Gemara wants to learn out from there to the other ones, to the other arayis. So the Gemara has a question, but wait a second, how could I learn everything? So for example, the Gemara says like this, so look with the 10 lines or so from the bottom, Bishlama kulu asyan. El eishes ish ve eishes ach ikal mifrach. two of the arayos shouldn't be able to be derived from Achos Isha. Which two? Eshes Ish and Eshes Ach. For our purpose is Eshes Ish. What is Eshes Ish? What's the reason why you're calling Eshes Ish? Because Eshes Ish equal Mifrach Mala Hanach Chikin Engel Heter Bechai Osran. Tomer be Eshes Ish Yeshu Heter Bechai Osran. There's no way that the woman can become mutter in the lifetime of the person who is the reason that she's us. Right? By all the arayos or by Chos Isha, as long as this person is alive, this woman, who's a sister of this guy's husband, sister of this person's wife, she's going to remain us as a Chos Isha. Whereas Eshes Ish, there's a way for her to become mutter. How? How? Break it. And therefore, Eshes Ish may be Kedushin would be Tofes. I can't learn it out from the case of Achos Ish. So how do I know that Kedushin is not Tofes by Eshes Ish? Mar comes back and says, I have a Hekish. Called Akeshes Rab Yona. Elmer Rab Yona, the Pasuk says, three words in the bottom there in the Gemara, Kosh Yasim Ekoto Eves Eil V'Nechlesu. Hukshu Kolar Vayis Kum Achos Isha. That's a Hekish. No questions to ask on a Hekish. So of course, Isha, Lo Tafsi Kedushin, it says Lo Sikach, Af Kol Arvayis Kulam, Lo Tafsi Ba Kedushin. In fact, the Avni Miloyim on the Pnei Yoshua. So what do you see in the Gemara here on Daf Samach Zayin and Bey is that the only reason why Kedushin is not toe-faced by the Erva called Eshes Ish is because of the Hekish of Rabbi Yonah. And without that, if I had to work with Mamatzino, I wouldn't be able to learn the Erva of Eshes Ish from the Erva of Achos Isha, and I would therefore think that even that Eshes Ish, notwithstanding the fact that it's one of the Arayis, but Kedushin could be Tofes. Because I can't use the Mamatzino, maybe this is more Kal than Achos Isha, because there's a Heter in the lifetime of the husband. If you give her a get, so maybe Kedushin is Tofes, so I need the Hekish of Rav Yonah. But according to the Pnei Yeshua, it should be very simple. You know why Kedushin isn't Tofes by Eshes Ish? What did the Pnei Yeshua say? Even by Shivcha Charufa, he said it, right? What did he say? Engel Yad, she's already connected to the husband. That's the kasha of the Avnei Miluyim on the Pnei Yeshua. In defense of the Pnei Yeshua, so they bring out Aribaran, and I think the Chazon Nish said that this. So you can answer that. In a chinami, there are two different reasons why, by Eshes Ish, Kedushin isn't Tofes. One reason is a Pnei Yeshua's reason, where it could even apply by a case of Shivcha Charufa. If she's kanui to the husband, so she can't become an Eshes Ish to anybody else. Kedushin isn't Tofes. That's one reason. And there's another reason, and that's that we learn enough, Machos Isha, with a Hekish, and so on. Aye, who needs a second reason? So there'll be Nafka Minas. What could Nafka Mina could it be? So could be Nafka Mina regarding Mamzerus, that the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer from this union. From that I need to get it from Achos Isha, I need the Hekish. But in terms of Tfisa's Kedushin, I would know already without the Hekish of Rabbi Yonah over there in the Gemara based on the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, there are ways to work the Gemara out and answer the Kasha of Avnei Miluyim. But coming back to Arash, so there are those who want to suggest that how you read this, what is Rashi saying? How do you read this Rashi? That Kones Atzma, says Rashi, Rios Birshusa Leinasi La'acher means specifically that now that she's not Birshus of the Baal anymore, now she can become married to somebody else. In other words, Kedushin requires that she's giving herself over as a wife. You could call that a Nidas Makna idea for the Kenyan to go. But if she's already Bishus the Baal, so she can't become married to anybody else. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Yisod. And the Gemara, Samachlan, will work it out. That's, you need that Yalfusa for another Nafkamina, other Nafkaminas. But now that she's Kones Atma, now, as Rashi says, Leos Bishusa Lina Sela Acher. Meaning that now, there'll be Tfisa's Kedushin. Okay.
How does that change pshat from how I would have originally read it?
No, I'm just telling you, what did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? She's now kones atma what, regarding what inyan? To be in her own resource, li'inosig la'acher. What did Rashi mean? Rashi meant that now she's in a position to be marketing herself to become married to somebody else. In other words, that possibility would not exist kozman she was nicknays to the Baal. Now that she's kones atma, after get, after misas ha'baal, now she's in a position to be able to become a nacious ish to somebody else. That's how the words of Rashi would read. Leos Bershusa, Linash Lacha, that now she can become an ish. No, it's Kozman, she's Kane Labaila. That's what the Bnei Yeshua said. That's itself a reason, a barrier to becoming married to somebody else. Separate from the reasons that you have of arayos, and they're all compared to each other, and even if it's not even chayve krisus, even like a shifcha charufa case, just the fact that she's kanui to the Baal precludes her becoming kanui to somebody else. So she could not become nation sish to somebody else. Now konis atmali nasirach. That's the point. That's the point. The kones atma regarding what? For what inyan? For what halacha? For what practical nafkamina? That she's kones atma, that she can become an eshes ish to somebody else. That she has, she's available to become someone else's wife. Kozman, she's coming to the Baal. She couldn't become someone else's wife. Question in the back. Yeah, Ben. No, so this would mean, according to Pnei Yeshua, that's how we would read the Rashi. Rashi, I'm saying, I gave you the Machokas, so you have the idea of the Machokas of the Miloim, Pnei Yeshua, of the Miloim had a Kasha Pnei Yeshua from the Gemara later, we answered it, but if you go with Pnei Yeshua, then you could read it into Rashi. Now, someone asked me, someone think about, we read the whole Mishnah. I want someone to follow this path and point out something based on this if you read on in the Mishnah. If this were the pshat of Rashi, then what else would we have to look at carefully in the Mishnah through the lens of what we just said? Rashi's comment was on kona es atzma in the beginning of the Mishnah. Nope. So somebody asked me something. Ask me a question. What are the implications of this for a later part of the Mishnah?
You have a multiple one.
It says kona es atzma later time in the Mishnah. Right? It says it again at the end of the Mishnah. Kones atma b'chalitza over misas hayava. Now we're talking about a woman who's in a state of shemeres yava, and through the chalitza or misas hayava, she's kones atma. What's the pshat of that kones atma? So what does Rashi say over there? What does Rashi say or not say? If Rashi doesn't say, so what would be Rashi's interpretation? What would have to be the pshat? The same as before. So whatever we read before, we have to read right. So what would it mean? Kones atzma, rios birshusa, lina silach. That now that there's a chalitza or misas hayavam, now she can be lina silacher and kedushin would be tofes. What would that imply? That kozman she's in a state of shomeres yavam. What would happen if someone would marry her? Kedushin wouldn't be tofes. Is that correct? What's the halacha of a shomeres yavam? The Torah says she's not allowed to marry out. Right? We'll see. Eish shomeres halchutz al eish zar. Is it chay bekrisus? No, it's chay belad. So is kedushin tofes? So in fact, it's a machlokas. Yavamis tzad yibeis amid aleph anta amid beis. According to Rav, kedushin is not tofes by yavam alishuk. Why? Because he reads the words lo siya eshes hameis to mean that there's no tfisas kedushin. Lo siya eshes hameis. Kedushin is not tofes. Shmuel is not so sure. Shmuel says maybe it's just a lav, but kedushin is tofes, and she therefore she would need a get. So seemingly it's a machokis. Am I right? So you can't, you know, you have a mishnah that's going to oppose Shmuel. Shmuel is considering that Kedushin is tofes because it's after not chayve krisus, it's only chayve lav, and he doesn't dash and go siyeh that there shall not be krisus kedushin. So when it comes to yavama, you can't be so quick to learn kones atzma that now she can become an eshes ish to somebody else, but before she couldn't. It could be beforehand she could also become an Eishes Ish. According to Shmuel, she'd need a get from that other person. Shmuel thinks could be Tfisa's condition would work by Yevam Elishuk. So if anything, that would indicate that it's hard to learn the earlier Rashi along the lines of Pnei Yeshua, because then you're going to get into this major machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, what's the halacha by Yevam Elishuk if Tfisa's condition would take effect or not. So that puts us into a corner here. We're going to have to, unless you learn Pshat later different than earlier, which is strange, Rashi doesn't say anything later. So why assume Rashi means anything different for Kones Atzma at the end of the Mishnah than the Kones Atzma at the beginning of the Mishnah? This is what I meant, that now we have to come back to the Rashi and maybe tweak in a different way. The Machlokas to Yeshua and Avin B'Loyim is very nice information. It's interesting Machlokas. It affects how to learn Pshat Adav Samach Zayin. Does the fact that the woman is an Eishes Ish in whatever degree, even if it's not a chayvi krisus, that even shibcha charufa, let's say, would that preclude their being fisa's kedushin or not? That's a machokis that's out there. But what did Rashi intend when Rashi added those words, kones atzma lehi nase la'achir? Rashi didn't mean that now kedushin is tofes and before not. What would be before? It's not the issue of Tfisa's Kedushin that Rashi is after. So let's tweak what Rashi's saying. So what could Rashi mean then? Let's teach it differently. Rashi's not talking about whether Kedushin is Tofes. What is Rashi talking about? Somebody? Yeah?
Rashi must be talking whether or not the Torah allows her.
Oh, whether she has permission. Good, so let's teach the words. Rashi doesn't say, if anything, the words of Rashi are more mashma this way, not the other pshat. Lehinasi lachem means ultimately bia. I mean, suin is the next stage after kedushin and bia. The permission that she can have somebody that she can, which she's allowed to have relations with somebody else. But now, I think we have a very important nugget that we can extract from this Rashi. It's very pashut pshat, really, but we just have to bring it out. Which means the following. Kones Atzma, if I asked you, before we were diet so carefully in the language of the Mishnah and the Rashi, a woman is not an Eishes Ish, so then she can marry who she wants, right? She's an Eishes Ish, she can't. That's a fact. That's a halach. What's this idea of Kones Atzma lihinase la'achir? In other words, what is the reason why she's not allowed to marry somebody else when she's married to this husband? Because she's an Eishes Ish? Is that all there is? The halacha is an Eishes Ish. She's not allowed to marry somebody else. Now she's not an Eishes Ish, so she could. But that's not the way the Mishnah is formulated. The kones atzma lios b'shusa lehinasilach. It all goes together. The question of whether she can marry someone else, whether she's mutter to someone else or not, is a direct function of what inyan, what yesod, what workin. In other words, what does it mean to say nickname? And therefore, what does it mean to say konesat? What issue? What are we discussing here? Rashi is defining the words of the Mishnah. The kones atzma is the flip side of the nickname. So the kones atzma is what allows her to marry somebody else. So what does nikneis mean? That the kinyan, the kedushin, is the reason. That's the basis for why she's not allowed to marry anybody else. It's really the same. And let's explain why that is. It's a little bit, we'll get into the Gemara already. What is the Russian kedushin, the Gemara says? What's the Russian kedushin? Why does it say kedushin later in the second passage? It says ha'ish mekadesh. There's a Lashon Kinyan, which is a Lashon Torah, and there's a Lashon Kiddushin, which is a Lashon Rabbanan. So what did the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? Who remembers the Gemara? Asala Kuya Mekagdish. And Tosis explains on a days, that means that what is Kiddushin? That the Baal is miyachid her, separating her from the world to be miyuchedes to him. So what is Kiddushin at its core? It's the fact that she's mufrash from the world to be for the Baal. So that is the essence of what we're talking about. That's the kinyan. Niknes means that she's not allowed to marry anyone else. And therefore, the Kones Atzma means that she now can marry somebody else. We're not talking about Tfisas Kedusha. That's the Machokas Pnei Yeshua and Avi Miluyim. There was no Chayvei Krisus, would you have a problem in Tfisas Kedusha? But as far as Iser or Heter is concerned, that issue is precisely what is connected to the question of whether she's Niknes Rabal or she's Kones Atzma from them. And let me just develop this a little bit more, just to show you that that's what we're dealing with. L'mashal. Get. What is get? What is the essence of the get? Lashon HaMishnah and Gittin. Gufo shall get. Five words. Five words. Gufo shall get. What are the five words? Hare at. I don't even go no further than that. That's gufo. What is? That's the get. Gufo shall get. Because if you want to know what's really happening, what's kedusha, and what's the undoing of the kedusha, what's the kones atzma, muteres l'chamad. When it comes to chalitza, and here we get to the same thing by Yavam, because if we're correct about kedushin, kones atzma from the state of being connected to the vow, then let's talk about yibum. Kones atzma doesn't mean after Yibum. After Yibum, she's a regular wife. She needs a get. So Kones Atzma from the state of what? Of the Zika, of the Agidus. So what happens? Chalitza. The Gemara has Mekolos for Chalitza. How do you know that Chalitza is Kones Atzma by Chalitza? The Gemara learns that later, at the end of, further down, the Daf Yudalid. And Daf Yudalid, the Nikros base Chalitza. Noal Kivin Shecholatz Ba, now Hutzra L'chol Yisrael. That's the parallel to Haret Muteres L'Cholada. And that's the words of the Mishnah, Kones Atzma. Kones Atzma. So what do you see again? Exactly what Rashi said. Nothing to add. That's what Rashi says. Lei Nasi La'achet. The heter to marry anyone else is because the Rishus that the Yavam had on her is no longer there. And that's the Kones Atzma of Chalitza. Hutva L'Chol Yisrael. Before that, why couldn't she marry anyone else? Because of what? The Rishus of the Yavam. And that's the Lashon HaRambam. In the beginning of Hilchos Yivam, Vachalitza, had you look at it, the Rambam writes, before any halachas, he gives you the mitzvahs that these halachas are based on. So he writes, what mitzvahs in the Torah are we going to elaborate on in Hilchos Yivam? So he tells you the mitzvah of Yibam, the mitzvah of Chalitza, and he brings the Issa Yivam al-Ashuk, number three. And what does he say, the Issa Yivam al-Ashuk? Shelo tinase Yivam al-Ish Zar, ad shetasur Rishus Hayavam me'oleha. What does he say? She cannot marry anyone else until the Rishus Hayavam gets removed. That's exactly, Rishus Hayavam is called Zika. Where did I get it from? This formulation, where is it? Conditioned of base. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. Hayivama kona es atzma. In other words, before that, she was, the Rishus Hayavim was on her. The Torah put the Rishus Hayavim on her. And the Rishus Hayavim is the reason that she's aser linasi la'achir. That's the issue. Yivama l'shuk. The Rambam just simply, in his own words, gave us the sentence from the Mishnah Kedusha. When it's not a Yavam case, the Kedushin itself is, the kinyan of the Kedushin is that she is now mufreshes from the world to be by the, to be Bishus Ha-Bao. That's the Isser, from that stems the Isser Lashuk. So that's exactly what Rashi's talking about. That's exactly Rashi. That's the Rashi. All we did was we touched the Rashi. Gufo shall get Hariyat Muteres L'Chola. Kones Atzma is the permission that she has to marry up. The kinyan of the Ishus is, we're not talking about the kinyanim of, you know, the halachos, shibudim, and so on. The other way to think about it, kinyanim, this halachas within the relationship. How could you say that? One of the things that's kones atzma besides get, what is it? Kones atzma be get ube nisus habal. the Baal is dead, what kind of shibudim, what kind of... Obviously, there's nothing left. The answer is, you need a new halacha. What tells you that she's allowed to marry somebody else? That's the Gemara has Yalpusis later on, that through Misas HaBaal, she becomes Mutarishu. If it was just about the relationship, the Shibudin, so there's no Baal, of course, there's nothing left. The answer is, we're talking about the Kinyan that comes and asks her, once she was Mufreshes from the world, to be connected to the Baal. Maybe she remains Aser to the world. The Kinyan is, once she was Mufresh to the Baal, so maybe even after he dies, she's Aser with Alma. We need the Yalpusa. That's the point of Konis Atma Lios Birshusa Linaseh Acher, both by Ishab and by Yavam. Simply Pshat in the Rashi. So we had Abni Miluim and Abni Yeshua, but we're going back to the Rashi and we're seeing it differently. Again, we proved it, because by otherwise you'd have to figure out by Yavam Lashuk, was there really no Tfisas Kedushin? According to Shmuel, there is Tfisas Kedushin. The answer is, we're not talking about Tfisas Kedushin here, we're talking about whether she's allowed or not allowed, but that issue is a function of the Kinyan that she has to the Yavam or to the Baal. About three of you had your hands up, I don't remember the order, so Koa Kodin Zacha, I don't know who's, who wants to shout first, but there are three people with their hands. Yeah?
Why can't we always be sure so that there's a principle when she's married, Mashfan say she kona vaiva, that now she gets that reshus back to be kona whatever she, that's what, that's, if it,
we're not talking about the specifics of inyanim of the Erisin and the Suin. We haven't talked about the Suin yet even, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about just that alone. The halacha, that she is not allowed to marry, to have, live with somebody else, that's a direct consequence of the fact that she's coming to the Baal. That's the Yisod of Rashi and the Mishnah. The Kinyan of Kedushin is that she's miuchedes to the Baal, she's konahar, meaning she's b'shus HaBaal, that's why she's asura to everyone else.
She's
kona. That means that she regains that b'shus, she's no longer, no, she was, meaning she wasn't, she's not in b'shus HaBaal anymore. That's the point. She's now in a b'shus atzma. She's in her own b'shus. That's where she could marry somebody else. When she's in the b'shus HaBaal, she's calling to the Baal, she can't marry anybody else.
She can't be kona.
We're not talking about Kinyan in Mammonis. We're not talking about Kinyan in Mammonis here. This is a different idea. The words are Kinyan. We're not talking about Mammon. These are different halachas in terms of Mash, Confucius, Kana, Baila. We're not dealing with that. We're just talking about the halacha itself. The fact that the Yavam or Rishuk is not allowed to marry anyone else, a Shomeris Yavam, is because it's a Rishus Hayav, like the Lashon HaRabban that I showed you. The fact that a woman who's Arusa, she's Aser La'alma, that's because that's the nature of Kinyan Ishus. That the husband is miyachid her to him, and that's the basis of the Isser. That's why Get, he's makna her back to herself. Hareyat muteres l'chaladam. Misas HaBaal does it one way, Get does it a different way. Now, she's no longer under that Rishus now. She's allowed to marry somebody. Simple thing. Nothing more to bring in. I'm just teaching a Rashi. I'm just showing you the various Gemaras that just echo that Rashi. So Rashi simply read the words of the Mishnah. It takes time to digest, because we're not used to thinking about Kinyan in that way. See, we think about Kinyanim as I acquire a chefetz, and this is not what we have over here. It's a different idea. It's the halacha, that which is miuchedes l'baal, which is the issa l'alma, that's the Kinyan. That's the Kinyan. One, two, yeah.
Can you show on the problem that you had with Hill and Rob?
It wasn't he, we had that problem.
Yeah. Could you say that it was based off the fact that Shmuel was based off the fact that she's Eretz Rabbanan of getting around Yibum, and that's the only reason why that it could work, because of Eretz Rabbanan rather than on occasion, which is purely Eretz.
What Eretz Rabbanan are you talking?
Eretz Rabbanan that give, rather than the Yibum, they could encourage her and give her a gift.
The issue of Maimar, what Rashi is going to say later, that's a separate issue. That's a separate issue. The issue of Shmuel has nothing to do with that. Shmuel, forget about Maimar. Shmuel simply was saying that I'm not so convinced that if somebody is going to marry, someone else is going to marry, not a brother, someone going to marry a woman who's a Shemeres Yavam. The Torah says she's not allowed to marry until she gets Chalitza. I'm not so convinced that person would not have to give her a get, because it's possible, says Shmuel, that losia eshes samei sachutza doesn't mean that there's no tfisas condition. It's just simply a law that she would not marry out. But if that person will give her a kedushin, he'll have to give her a get. If that's correct, then there's no way that we could have read the Rashi the way that we wanted to, like the Pnei Yeshua, because then what do you do with this in the next part of the Mishnah? That's all. So I'm using that just as a foil to show you that the truth is even without that kasha. I think the words of Rashi are much better read the way we're saying it now. Because Rashi didn't say lihis kaddish. Rashi didn't say lihis bishusa lihis kaddish, that now she can become potentially mekudeshes. That's not Rashi's concern right now. Rashi's concern is whether she's allowed, not whether kedushin is tofes. And that's what Rashi says, the hinase. Rashi says, lihis kaddish. We're not talking about the kedushin, the impact of the kedushin. Whether she's allowed to go and have ultimately relations with somebody else. That's usher because of the kinyan to the Baal. And when it's called as atzma, she's allowed. And again, it just shows you that it's not a separate halacha. A nashis ish is not, it's usher la'alma, and if she's not nashis ish, she's mutter la'alma. No, no. It's a part of the definition of the kinyan of the ishus. The kinyan of the ishus means, by definition, is harei at nekudeshes li asar la, like the Gemara is going to say right in the beginning of the Gemara, asar la kuli alma ke'egdish. That's the kinyan. And therefore, kones atzma is the fact that she's allowed to marry somebody else. And that's why get is called hertesu chaladam, and that's why the yafusa fachalitza is hutul l'chol Yisrael. I mean, and then that's why the Rambam can say that the Isra of Yivam l'shuk is because she's not allowed to marry atche tosir rishus hayavam, because the rishus hayavam, rishus habal, that is itself the barrier for her to be able to not whether kedushin is tofes, whether she's allowed to marry. That's basically what we're saying is the reading of the Rashi. Yeah.
Based on that, then the first Rashi fits well also now. Gibsham first Rashi, that the whole nickname is Dafka Labal.
Okay. I hear. Good? You could say it. Yeah, you could say like that. Okay, let's go one in the Rashi. Pruta, I'm sorry, Kesef. The Kesef of the Shtar is up Rashi. What is the method of Kesef of Shtar? The first B'Brais of the Gemara. Rashi quotes the B'Brais on Daf Hei, Gabi Kesef. No sin lo Kesef, O Shava Kesef. The Omer La, Rashi has an Amira, that's what it says in the B'Brais, that you also have to declare, Hare Ad Mekudeshes Li. Rashi doesn't add like we add b'tabazu b'kesef zeh. That's a whole shayla. The Meiri says it's only Rav Chedenosa. You don't have to say b'kesef zeh. Rashi just says b'kodesh, but you do have to say something along with the nesinas kesef. That's when it comes to kesef. That's in Brais and Daf Hei Mabes. Shtar, Rashi quotes here from a Brais and Daf Tes. Kosev lo al niyar, on parchment. Afal pi she'ena shavapruta. This is the lashon of Brais. Even though it's not a Shavapruta, because if it were a Shavapruta, then it could be that it could work midin kesef, because it could be as dash is even on the paper, on the value of the paper. So even if it's not a Shavapruta, Hareyat Mekudeshes Li. That's Shtar. Notice, in Rashi by Shtar, all he says is that he writes it. Obviously, what else did he do besides writing it? He gives it over, and it was with Ne'edim as well. Bia. What's the third method? Bia ba'aleha va'amar hiskat shili b'biyazu. Interesting. This, I don't think there's any Gemara that mentions Amira by Bia. Rashi brings it in as well. Interesting, Rashi is b'biyazu. By Kesef, Rashi didn't say the Kesef Zet. So I don't know, but it's a diuk. The Kibbe'eger and Mishnayis wonders about the b'biyazu. Why do you have to say the b'biyazu? Because... Oh, no, Rikiri is wife's Katshi Li, Rikivega asks. It can't be for somebody else. It can't be for someone else to Mikati. So the Li shouldn't be necessary. Gemara's discussion about Li later on, about Yados, if you don't say Li. But by Bia, he says it shouldn't be a problem even without Li. But Rashi brings Amir by Bia. But Rashi doesn't have the Amir aware by Shtar. So the Sugi of Amira is on Davav, Ham and Bezvav Med Aleph. It's a host Shaila. What's the din of Amira? Why do we need Amira? Is it just simply a Gili Das? Is there a special din that there has to be a mira by kedushin? Rashi didn't mention it by shtar. It's mashmad by shtar. You don't need a mira. Why wouldn't you need a mira by shtar? Rashi has it by kesef, has it by bia. Yeah, go ahead. Why wouldn't you need it by shtar?
The shtar says it.
So the divrei hakedushin are written in the shtar. He gives over the shtar. Yeah, kesef on the other hand, it's just in the sinus of kesef. Who knows why giving the kesef? You can give it over for pikadon. Who knows? So there needs to be a Gili Das at the time of the Nesinas HaKesef, Hareya and Mekudeshes. That's what the Me'iri brings from B'Shem Chachmei Ahar. I gave you the Me'iri to see. So that goes well with the Rashi over here. But the Me'iri brings another Shita that hold that you need a Mira by Shtar as well. It's interesting. Rashi on the Rif, it could be with a different Madura of Rashi. The Rashi that's quoted on the side of the Rif is different than Rashi in our Mishnah on the Daf Beis. Here Rashi says, even by Shtar, that you say what's written in the Shtar as you give over the Shtar. So there are those Shitas, Me'iri quotes this as well, that you need a Mira by Shtar as well. So you have to know, this whole sugya of a mirror, why would you require a mirror by shtar? You actually have it in the shtar. Could be the special din. You need a mirror by kedushin. Whatever method it is, you need a mirror. There's a whole shayla by get, for example. The get also says haret muter sulchol adam. Do you have to be motzi those words verbally as well? It's a shayla. It's a machokas. Some have a drasha. The Balamor writes in Gittin. The shilcha mi beso, that you have to be motzi the shilucha mi piv. You have to say haret. And so too, he says, by Kedushin, you have to be motzi the Divya Kedushin. According to that, then we understand why Shtar also requires it. Separate from the fact that it's in the Shtar, you have to say it. The Me'iri at the end of the piece, I don't know if we got here, he has an interesting raya. He prefers which sheet of the Me'iri? What does he say? What does he prefer? You need a Me'iri by Shtar, you don't need a Me'iri by Shtar.
No.
No, and what is his raya? The very end of the piece. The Nirali Kedas Risho. The Kedas Risho is a Chachmi Ahar that you don't need Amir by Kedushin. Shari Bishara Knos Amru, he quotes by Star Mechira, Kasavlo Sade Mechura Lach Ein Sarach Amir. He brings by Star Kinyan that if you have a star and you give over the star, there the Mocher, right, the Mocher, so he doesn't need to say anything besides for that. It's interesting, he brings that as his raya. So it's Mashma, let's say by Kesef. If they can you kesef, there has to be an amira. Sounds like the Me'iri looks at the din amira by kedushin in the same type of halacha of amira by hakna. So he says, no, by shtar you don't find you have to say it because it's in the shtar. So here too you should need it. But from the Me'iri it sounds like the whole din amira by kedushin is not a separate din any different than by kinyanim. That's what it would sound like from the Me'iri. Al kopanim, it's a big tomo, and this is the sugya of amira. Davav, we have to see it. But Rashi here says by shtar not. He doesn't say by shtar. Sounds like you don't need amira. And Rashi on the Rif says otherwise. Rashi goes on. The kulu yalef mikroi. All these methods are learned out of psukim. Time of the beisham in the first begemara daf yud aleph. Yet time of the beisod is obvious. Pruta is a sheer kesef. That's all you need to know. You don't need to a mucker for that. What did Rashi not explain? Rashi explains time of the beishamai dinner. What did Rashi overlook and not explain here in the Mishnah so far? Rashi has something to say about everything, Kamat, but not quite. Shav, yeah. So this is the whole Tosis that we're going to get to in a day or two, maybe two. Tosis has a whole discussion of the din of Shav Kesef. What's the mock of the Shav Kesef can work? Rashi here says nothing. Interesting. A whole Tosis about it, Rishonin, and Rashi's silent. Would he know that Shav Kesef works for Kesef? Time of the Beshamai, the first big one. Pruta, Rashi says, Shel Nechoshes, Isara Italki, Shel Kesef, the Dhamma of Shmona Prutos, and the Pruta is Nechoshes. Hayavama Niknes, again, Rashi gives you Liyavam, again, say what you wish, it's not Shifchus, it's a Kinyan, it's maybe what we said before, it's the Kinyan for the Isser. Okay. The Bia, that's the only method that Yavama's Niknes to be. Not kesef, not shtar, only bia. What's the kinyan here? Rios ki ishta l'chol davar. The lashon of Rashi, this is a lashon of Gemara in Yevamah Staf Chaf. It says, l'kacha lo l'isha b'yibma. So Gemara says, kivan shel l'kacha, na'asis ki ishta l'chol davar. That means to say that with the bia, she becomes completely his wife. Actually, it's more than you realize. This is what the Tosis Riazakin brings in, but Rashi doesn't. We'll soon see. In a certain way, through Bia, she becomes more Ki'ishto than through regular Kedushin. Regular Kedushin creates what stage of marriage? What do we call that? Erisin. What still has to happen? Nisuin, which we say Chuppah. Certain halachas don't kick in until Nisuin. This is the other Me'iri I gave you. But when it comes to Bia by Yavama, what sets in is already Nisuin. So the Natgamina, for example, Tosvi Azakin says is Liyorisha, that about Yorisha Sishto, only Nisua. Litameila means if he's a Kohen, so he's only going to be allowed to Mitame for Krovin, and included in the list of Krovin are Ishto Ne Nisua and not Ishto Arusa. So when it comes to Bia by Yibum, it's Nasis Ki Ishto Lechodav. Now Rashi can argue on that, that's clear. Rashi can't argue on that halacha, that by Yavama she's Kishto Chodaver, she's an Asua. But that's not, is that how Rashi learns Pshat in the Mishnah? Hayavama Nikneis Bebiya. Tosvi Azakin says, Nikneis Liyavam Kinyan Gomer Liyarsha Litamila. Tosvi Azakin. But how did Rashi learn? Nikneis Bebiya, Liyas Kishto Chodaver, Ugabi what? Ugabi what? Did Rashi say, Liyarsha Litamila? No. Does Rashi disagree? Yeah, Rashi can't disagree. But Pshat in the Mishnah is not that. Pshat in the Mishnah is something else. We is Kishto Chodover, meaning Sheimbog Garsha Achakach, that if he's going to be Megarasher, Einot Tzvicha Heimenu Chalitza Elaget. So she would not need Chalitza. Kozman, she's a Shemeres Yavam, then the way for her to be released from this Quasar Ishus from the Zika is Chalitza. However, Hayavama Niknes to Bia, that once you have Bia, there's no need for Chalitza. The way to free yourself is with a get. That's the meaning of Hayavama Niknes to Bia. Not Chalitza, but get. Rashi continues. We'll come back in a second just to explain better. Avoshtava Kesef, Eimo Ilin Bamina Torah. As far as creating a kinyan that now she'll need a get and not chalitza, the only thing that will create that kinyan is bia, but as far as shtar v'kesef, midoraisa, nothing changes, and it won't change the fact that she'll still need chalitza, in other words, by a yavama, anything short of bia will not work min haTorah. What does it do? There's something called maima, Rashi tells us. Elamid rabbana. There is halacha that a Shomeres Yavam, if you give her Kesef for Kiddushin, who gives her? The Yavam? Or Shtar for Kiddushin? There is a Halachit Nafkamina. Midrabbanan, we call that Mamar. So Rashi explains, Shtar for Kesef, Emel Natore, El Midrabban, the Tikkun, which is a Takkana, the Chamza, the Mahani, Ba Maimar, Kedamina Bi Yavamis. Ugabi, what does Maimar operate? We'll soon see. But what doesn't it do? Avol Eino Gomer, but here Rashi brings in the other halacha. Eino Gom doesn't create full issues. Rios Yorsha Umitamila, here Rashi mentions that. It doesn't do that. Nor does it do what? Velo Lepota Mina Chalitza. It will not remove the requirement of Chalitza. Just because he did Maimar still, she'll need Chalitza to get released. What will it do? El Leposal Shar Echav. That if he does Maimar, that it means that no other brother can go ahead and take her as a Yavam. In other words, he made her more exclusive to him that none of the other brothers can do Yavam after that. Midrabban. Rashi could have also added, as Rashi in the Rif adds, if you saw it, through Maimar, what else what else comes out of that? He needs what? A get. She'll need a get. Rashi didn't add it here. Rashi in the Rif says that as well. So that's the only, so B is the only thing that works midoraisa for Yavama. Kesef Ushtar is a Dindarabanan, that it works. And again, Lepotra, not Lepotra Menachalitza, only Postra Sharech. Rashi mentions Yarsha Mitamila as far as that Maimar doesn't work for Yarsha Mitamila. But as far as Pshat in the Mishnah, Niknes Bebiya, Rashi did not put front and center Niknes Bebiya Legabe Wat Yarsha Mitamila. Who did learn that way? So what did Rashi say? The Niknes Bebiya that now she'll need a get. So let's explain. Why didn't Rashi learn the other way? He doesn't disagree with Halach. Mistama, why didn't Rashi want to put Pshat in the Mishnah because of Yarsha Mitamila? Why not say that? Because Rashi wants the Halach of Niknes here by Yavama to be what? To be similar to what Niknes? Think about it. To Isha Niknes. And Isha Niknes is only gabi what? It's only erisin, right? So there's no yerushin tamila in the first part of the Mishnah, is there? That needs nisuin. So Rashi didn't, even though it so happens to be true that the hevam niknes will have impact that shall be a nisua. Rashi can't disagree, but as far as the reading of the Mishnah, Rashi did not want to put something into Pshat in the Mishnah that would not be parallel to early Rashi. Right? So what is the yisod of niknes in by Bia, by Yevama, that now shall need a get and not chalitz? So let's explain. How does this tie into everything we're saying? That which she needs a get is a function of what? What does that show? What does it mean, she needs a get? Because she's now what? She's asked for everybody. She needs to have a get that says in it, have it a muter sechalot. That's niknes. That's exactly what we're saying all along. Niknes means that she's exclusively the baals, that to extent that she's asa kuleyama. That's exactly the Yavama niknes as well. In fact, if you look at the Ran, right on the very first niknes of the Mishnah, says what? The Ran writes, Ha'isha niknes, Labaila. Rashi said Labaila too, but the Ran adds three more words. What does the Ran add? Ha'isha niknes, Labaila, three more words. Niknes, Labaila. No one remembers? No, somebody. What does it say in the Ran? Niknes, Labaila. La'tzricha memu get. You read the Ran at first glance. We're holding by the Mazel Tov, not by the Gershon. Right? What is that Tzvichem Menu get? Like, we're talking about niknes that she needs to get. What does he say? What is he saying? The idea the Rambam is saying is that there has to be now a get in order to be matar la'alma. In other words, that which she needs to get, it shows that she's usher la'alma. The get is what's matar her l'shuk. So that's exactly the niknes. That is niknes. We're not talking about shibudim between them. That's a separate discussion. What shibudim, eris and nisuin, we're talking about the issur le'alma. The issur le'alma is that's kedusha. And the hatzricha menu get is in order to be harayat muteres l'choladim. Rashi didn't add those words in the beginning, but Rashi kemat said it later on by the hayivama niknes. Rashi says hayivama niknes, the be at least called the avash shibol garsha, that you can't, you don't need chalitza, but rather get. So that's exactly what the Ran said in the beginning of the Mishnah. It's true that hayavam and niknes is going to mean liarsha metamila. Tosus v'yazakein is correct, ledina. But I believe Rashi didn't want to say that up and front and center on the words, because then it would not be parallel to the niknes of before. So Rashi simply says la'tzricha menu get, which is what the Ran already said before as well. And Rashi Kamat said it too, because Rashi says, Kones Atzma, Lina Sila Achim. So that's the Hatzricha Menu Get of the Ran, is the flip side of the Lias Muteres Lachim, Lias Muteres Lashuk, which is again, both by Yavama and by Isha. So HaKaha Olev Yadenu is this Yisod, that the Inyan of the Kinyan of Kiddushin is, as we saw in various Mashmos in Rashi, in the Lashon of Rambam by Yibum, the Indian that she's Kanu Rabbala is the Isur Alma. And that's true by Yavama to a certain extent because of the Agidas to the Yavam. It's true by Isha Rabbala. And it's not Stama Halacha that she's Asr, but it's because of the Kenyan. That's what Asr is Holy Alma. And these Halachas of Konas Atma is what gives her again the Heter to go to become live with somebody else. Question? Yeah.
By the fact that Rashi said,
because it could be, you would argue that she's not kishto choldov, she's still quasar yavama too. In other words, maybe she still has some status of yavama, she still needs to have that freeing of chalitza. That still kacha is kishto choldov, it's like a new slate, superimposed. It's no longer the state of yibum. The ishus of Yibun, or the zika of Yibun, requires a release of chalitza. Once she becomes a ki'ishto chodavar, so no longer is chalitza in the picture. The chalitza is the way she gets released to be mitzvah la'alma as a yavama. Once she becomes married, once it's bia on the part of the yavam, she's not a yavama anymore. It's ki'ishto chodavar. So there's no need for chalitza.
Why does Rashi tell you that?
No, but that's the point. Nikneis to Bia, that now she becomes Nikneis like an Isha to a Baal. Now it's no longer a status of Yavam anymore. It becomes a different type of a Kenyan. She was somewhat Kanui, but now she's Kanui in a whole different way that she doesn't need Chalitza.
What's that mean? She would get Chalitza.
Because maybe the Kenyan, maybe the fact that she had, if she wasn't Kanui completely through the Bia, then she still needs what she needed before.
That
yeah, that she's Kanui to such an extent that no longer is Chalitza in the picture. Yeah.
So if Matthias in the mission is that she's already a full Isha to like a different extent, that like she's the Lachol Dover, so then why didn't Rashi say that she was an Isha Tish Mamish? Meaning that he said the Heos Ki Ish to Lachol Dover. He didn't say the Heos Ki Ish to Lachol Dover.
So someone asked me, and it was you, someone asked me and said the Lashon Ki Ish to. I don't have a good answer, except to tell you it's a Lashon HaGemara. So if it's Lav Gafka, it's Lav Gafka in the Gemara. If it means something more, the Kiddush though, then you have to look at the Gemara Daf Chaf and Yevamah. The Gemara is saying it to the contrary, to emphasize that it's no longer Yevamah. Now Yevamah morphed into regular Isha. So the way Gemara says it's Kiddush though. You're trying to say the Kaf is qualifying it, that it's not quite Kiddush though. If anything, that the whole spirit of what the Gemara is trying to say is that it's no longer Yevamah. So if anything, the Kiddush though, I don't know why it says ki ishto. Let's say ishto chodavar. I just want to leave you with this, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow we'll be able to start on the Tosus and Mitzvah Shem. The top Tosus will go fast, and then we'll get into Shavu Kesef. The Rambam is very interesting. It's good to have a framework here. The two Rambams, the beginning of two halachas, beginning of halachas issues. The Rambam discusses issues kodem Matan Torah, and then he tells you what changes with Matan Torah. So the Rambam writes, Kodem Matan Torah, a man would meet a woman, Beshuk, if they both consented, Machnisa Lebeso, Ubala, Beno, Beinatzmo, Betiro, Leisha. That was the status of marriage of Isha's Kodem Matan Torah. So Rambam mentions Bia as part of, simply they agreed and then that's it. And then she's his wife. Kimish Nitna Torah, Nitzdavu Yisrael, the Rambam holds it to the Mitzvah of Kiddushin. That's one of the headings here as well. So if a man wants to marry his wife, a woman, he has to yikna osa. He has to be kona har b'fnei edim, and then tiyalo isha. And there are three methods and so on. The Rambam is unique shita b'kesef, not for now, because of the besofim. Al kopanim, the Rambam discusses isha's kodem and Torah. There he mentions bia. So you read the Rambam at first, you say, well, so, and you have afterwards, after Matan Torah, you also have Bia. So, is that different? Rambam says Bia initially, and then you also have, so it's only a difference in terms of Kesef and Shtar, not the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is framing the whole nature of Ishus in a different way. What's different about Kodem Matan Torah? The Ishus did not entail what component? What component? Not just the Eidim, but the what we call Kinyan. The Rambam says, after Matan Torah, yikna osa tchila b'fnei edim. There has to be what's called a kinyan. Before, they just agreed, and they were miyachid one with the other, and then that would be it. That would be the issues. This idea that she was nikneis, that's a revolution. That's what comes with Matan Torah. Now, the fact that Rambam mentions called the Matan Torah is not just for historical purposes, but they have the other Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, regarding by Bnei Noach, because this idea remains by Bnei Noach. The Rambam talks about the way that they would get divorced. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, you have it, that how could we become a Gerusha? Basically, Mishiyotzia Mibeso, Mishachena La'atzma, O Mishitefehi Mitachas Mishusa V'teilachla. In other words, there's no formal process of a get. She basically leaves, she walks out, and it's over. The Ishus is defined by the fact that they're living together, like man and wife. So that was called the Matan Torah. So that's exactly what we're saying now. Everything we said until now in Shir is very much part and parcel of what the Rambam is saying about the nature of Ishus, Kodem Matan Torah versus after Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah, there was no notion of kinyan. So the Ishus was defined by simply the fact that the husband and the wife is miyachid har to him, and that's it. And that's Ishus. How does it end? She walks out. There's no Ishus left. That's it. There's no need for a formality in the sense of the Kenyan in the beginning. and the formality of the get, for example, right, to sever that kinyan, to have a kones atzma. Everything that we have in our Mishnah, that's the Acha Matan Torah of the Rambam. And that's different than B'nai Noach. By B'nai Noach, there isn't the idea of Isha Niknes and Kones Atzma. It's simply the fact that they met each other, they like each other, okay? It won't be Znus, because they agreed to go together in the Yachid, so there was a, that's the extent of it. It's not Mamish Znus, but it's not Kinyan. But this idea of Kinyan, Niknes begemudrachim, and she's konuitim asala kuyama kehegdish. That's what we have here in our Mishnah. That's the kuchim that are mitzvah saseh shel Torah. So it's not just that we're adding two more methods, kesef eshtar atap of bia. The bia, as one of the three methods of la'acha matan Torah, is a different halacha, because it's bia as a method of kinyan, as opposed to just being the miyachid, and that's it. It's the method called kinyan that creates that dynamic that she's asra kuli alma kehegdish, and that would require, therefore, a formality in the form of get or misas abal to sever that. Whereas kodem matan Torah, or by B'nai Noach, it's much more of an informal type of a relationship. Memela, you don't have this whole kinyan idea that comes as part of it.